Well, it's 8 a.m. Chief Red Hawk has to leave. And, caller, I'll get to you in a minute. We're going to launch our next song. You are listening to WRARLP 97.3, LPFM, Richmond's Independent Radio, Radio for the Rest of Us. I'm Tall Feathers, and this is Inner Tribal.
I hear a drum in the distance. My feet move to a sacred prayer. The spirit of the drum, it calls to me. My body is an instrument. The spirit of the drum, it calls to me. It calls to me. Feet shake the ground like a thunder from the heavens, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Faithful feet shake the ground. My heart beating the rhythm of life. I am a child, I am a woman. Cover me in the sacred smoke.
My paint is red and yellow ochre. I move with grace and destiny.
It calls to me. a sacred prayer. The spirit of the drumming calls to me. My body is an instrument. The spirit of the drumming calls to me. Calls to me.
Spirit dance, holy dance, ghost dance, war dance, scalp dance, buffalo dance, eagle dance, deer dance, green corn dance, harvest dance. Faithful feet shake the ground like a thunder from the heavens. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, faithful feet shake the ground. Dance. Grandfathers, grandmothers, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, all my relatives, dance for peace, dance for love.
Spirit of the drum, it calls to me, calls to me.
Thank you.
You are listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM. Again, I want to thank Chief Red Hawk for stopping by, sharing this really exciting information that is taking place next Friday or Saturday. If you were listening in, you know about it. If you just tuned in, Doug Kershaw is going to be putting out or creating a new CD called The Clash of the Cultures, where he is combining Cajun and Native music and bringing it together. Should be an exciting CD, I would think, because, you know, well, let's put it this way. My experience with Cajun music is Louisiana Dancehall and the wonderful DJ Talia, and if I can't stop my foot from tapping when I'm listening to her music, and I know I get moving with the Native drum, all I can say is this is going to be an interesting situation. Anyway, he's producing a new CD. Going to be recording a new CD anyway. Warner Brothers backed. They're going to be holding auditions. I'm very excited. Down at the most likely down Thomas Dale High School. Please stay in touch. The phone numbers are, for Chief Red Hawk, is 757-719-3398 or hawkspeaks@aol.com. Again, you can just, that is for Red Hawk's contact information. We should know something a little more solidly by Monday. Apparently this CD is going to be, they're going to start recording the end of the month. So again, you need to have your pictures of you in regalia, dancing, drumming, singing. They're looking for male, female, children, to seniors, elders, backup singers, male, female. They really want that blend, and they want that true essence of the culture. So stay tuned to the blog, because as soon as I know, I will post it, but hopefully you will take Red Hawk's information and you will get in touch with him directly. You can email me at intertribalonair@yahoo.com. But again, I won't be able to give you any information until Red Hawk lets me know. So that, again, will be sometime Monday. Phone number here is 804-649-9737. If you want to call in, feel free. Let's see. You can go ahead and check. Go online and check out Doug Kershaw's biography. Maybe do a little web search on him. But see how long he's been around and how successful he's been. And as Chief Red Hawk and I have discussed, this is like a ride to the top. It's there's no stopping at floors in between. You're going directly from where you enter in at, going right to the top. This sounds like it's really big time, if you ask me. And I have very limited experience in the music industry, but I'm getting educated as I go along. I'm a fast learner, and this is very exciting, and I'm very excited to be a part of it and get the information out there to all the Native brothers and sisters out there that do listen in. All right, well, it's 17 after, and I want to let you know that this program is underwritten by the 43rd Street Gallery. The 43rd Street Gallery and Pottery Studio features contemporary crafts for the home and garden. From the subtle to the whimsical, decorative to functional, you will find a wide array of handmade jewelry, pottery, wood, and glass. Representing over 50 artisans, the gallery offers a selection of gifts for any occasion. More information can be found by calling 233-1758 or visiting www.43rdstgallery.com. And I like giving you the exact wording of that website, because you might be tempted, if I said 43rd Street Gallery, you might be tempted to write out the whole thing. So that's why I read it the way I do. Okay. Since it is after the 8 a.m. hour, I wanted to send a shout out to Becky and Stu, who I met at the party last night. Thank you for stopping by while I was spinning and I was playing War Scout, which I actually will be playing in just a little bit. You know what? I'm looking at the layup of my music. Guess what? That's actually up next. Huh. Couldn't have timed it better if I tried. Anyway, this was the song that was playing, the War Scout piece, and that was entitled We're There. And I was playing that when you both came up and introduced yourself to me. And I really enjoyed the opportunity to meet you. I hope you had a good time at the party, as it looked like everybody did. And I myself was excited over watching everybody having a great time. I had a wonderful opportunity to meet a Chickahominy woman. Her name was Marion. And, you know, we got a chance to talk and you know, she's really, really, she listens to the show. It was one positive feedback night for me. And I want to thank everyone who stopped by. And there was another family that I met. I didn't even get their name, but they always go to powwows, and they really want their children to start volunteering. And so we're in the discussion of they can be my street team. They can be intertribal street team, where they go out to the powwows, especially if I can't make it, get the interviews and bring them back. I'll teach them how to do the audio editing. You know, I'll work with them, or I'll do the audio editing myself. But it would be really a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for this show to expand, because the more people you have out there, the more information is going to come back. This has been a journey of joy, but it's also been a hard one, because I've been the only one, and I've been out there knocking on the doors, calling the people. The connections are finally getting made. The results of all the tilling I've been doing and the seed planting are finally coming in, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of that. All right, well, Becky and Stu, this is for you. This is War Scout, and We're There. Make sure I have the right one on there. Hold on, I just need to check one thing. Okay, my bad. I didn't, it's loaded. I just don't have it queued. Give me another 2 seconds and we'll launch it. All right, Becky and Stu, this is going out to you. Everyone else, enjoy. This is War Scout and We're There.
are stories. Water jars have been broken. Pueblo walls are all torn down. And each drop was a legacy. And each broken shard was an instant to tell you a story of how it used to be.
Southwest, north, and the east. Above, below, and all around. Within knowledge of this land, we are forever. Within knowledge of the stars, we are free. It shall always be. It will always be.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR. Yes, you are. The music, I just realized I really have some back announcing to do. That was In the Blood by Robert Mirable, Desert Sun by Stuart Threecoes Cardwell, who is a local flutist. Let's see, We're There by War Scout. Before that, I played Dreamwalk by... They call themselves ARC, but it's Gabriel Ayala, Vince Redhouse, and Will Klipman off their CD, Sonoran Nights. Just before that was My Relations by Radmila Cody, Shelley Morningsong with Faithful Feet. She is the 2007 Native Music Award Debut Artist of the Year winner. She's back in studio, so I'm looking forward to receiving her new CD. I don't know when it'll be out, but hopefully soon. And then Falling Water Singers, Falling Water Drum, Richmond's own local powwow group. And that was a jingle dress that I had played. And I played that right after Red Hawk had left. So The playlist has been posted. It's up to date. I'm going to keep it current till the end of the show. Again, I'm really excited. Chief Red Hawk was here not just to promote his newest CD at the Crossroads, but to promote his CD that's going to be made very, very, very soon. It's called Class of the Cultures. It is a Doug Kershaw CD, and if you love Cajun music, you will know who he is. If you're a music buff in general and know music history, you know how long he's been around, and that he's pretty much a cream of the crop type individual when it comes to in the music industry. He is Class of the Cultures is basically going to be a CD that brings together Native American and Cajun music, pulls it together. There is a call out for dancers, drummers, backup singers, so vocalists, you dancers, male, female, anywhere from a child, like Chief Red Hawk was saying, anywhere from 3 to 80, you know, bring pictures, bring your bio, basically, the work you've done, how long you've been dancing, photos of you and your regalia, I guess CDs, if you've got any out, your work history, that kind of thing in regards to the music. The tentative location, it looks like it's going to be pretty solidly there, is the Thomas Dale High School at Petersburg, the Chester exit, Route 10. I think he said heading west, but we will get more information. Oh, he also left me the Doug Kershaw website. It's www.DougKershaw.com, and you can go there if you want to get more information on him. So that's what's going on. It should be either the Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, one of those two, or if not both days. It depends on what kind of a large turnout we get. Call going out for your Native dancers, Native drummers, male, female, child, adult. If you sing and you can do backup vocals, they're looking for that. The CD will be recorded the end of the month. I believe in the combination of Hamilton down in Power Plant Studios and Hampton Roads and Nashville. So, and be prepared if you're selected. Be prepared to go on tour. I mean, we're talking. This is a quick ride up to the top. You're just, you know, you're stepping out right on top floor here. So if you, as Chief Red Hawk was saying, if you're looking to break into the music industry, now is a great opportunity. So his phone number, there it is. It's 757-719-3398. That's Red Hawk's phone number to get in touch with him. He really won't know anything until Monday. You can email him at hawkspeaks@AOL.com. So those are two ways to get in touch with him. You can either reach me through the radio station or you can write me at intertribalonair@yahoo.com. All right, let me do one more thing since it's almost that time to do it anyway, and then I'll get back to playing the rest of the music that I played last night. VCU Libraries Black History Month Lectures presents this year's lectures entitled The Physical Presence of Slavery in Richmond, Virginia. Tuesday, February 10th, 2009, at 7:30 p.m. at the W.E. Singleton Center for the Performing Arts, 922 Park Avenue, Richmond Slaves and the Richmond Slave Trade left an indelible but often unrecognizable footprint on the city. That history remains vibrantly alive today in the passionate dialogue surrounding the slave burial grounds, Lumpkins Jail, and other historical sites. Join us for a panel discussion with Jeffrey Ruggles, Ph.D., curator of prints and photographs at the Virginia Historical Society, Maureen G. Egglesman Lee, Ph.D., executive director at the Black History Museum and Cultural Center of Virginia, and Delegate Dolores McGuinn, 70th District Representative of the Virginia House of Delegates, as we examine slavery in Richmond as well as recent archaeological discoveries. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 828-4640. All right, it's 8:38, and I'm going to go ahead and play a little promo, and we'll get back to the music. You are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR.
Hello, this is the Wurvetides. Tune in to The British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LPFM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
Yeah.
say it. I'm a warrior of love. Be a warrior of love. What do you say? I'm a warrior of love. This life is for learning. What do you say? 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 I'm a warrior of love. The future. It's our generation. Look up. Look up. What do you say? What do you say? Say it. I'm a warrior of love. What do you say? What do you say? I'm a warrior of love. Say it. Again I say, peace be told, and we're told among the human race for generations to come. Be a warrior of love, for hope.
Explain. I got to make it to this car wash tonight.
All right, and you are listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3. And that was Indigenous, The Way You Shake, off the Chasing the Sun CD. I understand he's got a new one out. I got to go chase that down. Indian Cars or Millennium Cars by Keith Sokola. I had the privilege and honor of meeting him in D.C. back on the 11th of July. It was a wonderful experience when the longest walkers were celebrating having reached their destination. To be up there celebrating with them, and you know, what was really interesting about Keith Sokola is when I walked up to him and said, "Hi, I'm, you know, Tall Feathers from, you know," that's all I had to say. He looked at me, he goes, "Ah, Richmond, Intertribal." He knew exactly who I was, folks. So that's just speaks of the artists when they know who you are and you've been in contact like that. So, and it's not like we've been in constant contact. It's been casual, to say the least. He's sent me music and he's aware. What can I say? So it was really interesting. The Warrior of Love. Plan on hearing that one next week when it is Valentine's Day. Irene Bedard and Denny. And Cornbread Mohawk Woman. That was it. All right. If Red Hawk was here, check the website, www.wrir.org. I will be updating the information, as well as you can email Red Hawk at hawkspeaks@aol.com. Phone numbers, 757-719-3398. My email is intertribalonair@yahoo.com. Doug Kershaw will be holding auditions for his CD, Clash of the Cultures, being recorded later this month. So if you know any Native brothers and sisters that are drummers, singers, dancers, children, seniors, elders, doesn't matter. Let them know about it. It'll either be Friday the 13th or Saturday the 14th. I'm hoping to be down there and involved, just kind of, you know, doing the whatever they ask me to do. Whether it's run and get water, I don't care. It just would be exciting to be a part of it. I'm limited on my time, so this is a happy birthday to WRIR. And then I'm closing out with you, Lollies, all my relations. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you back here next Saturday.
Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today. To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are. To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together. And to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many. To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people. To those that give up and those who do not care. To those who abuse themselves and others. And those who revive again. To those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth. To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead, to our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth, and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
One a million, two a million, oil.